Do you want to be well? Do you want to be made well? Today we hear about a healing miracle which takes place on the Sabbath, giving new life and a fresh start to a man who had been ill for 38 years. We are told that he was looking for healing, but no one had ever helped him. His situation looked hopeless, but Jesus came along and his whole life was changed. When Jesus identified him and asked the question, the man responded, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. And while I am making my way, someone else steps down ahead of me." Sounds familiar? Someone stepped in front of me. It happens at the traffic lights, doesn't it? It happens at the lineup, wherever we are. He had tried, but had probably been so disappointed and discouraged over the years of waiting. Did he consider giving up? Do we ever consider giving up when everything just seems to be not happening the right way? But today we are reminded that God can help us no matter what we are going through. So we should not let setbacks and difficulties cause us to lose hope. Because God may have some special ministry for us to do, despite our current situation. Our loving God has plans for each of us and has used people who have overcome difficulties to minister to those who are hurting. We know from Scripture that there are some similarities between the healing miracles of Jesus. And generally, Jesus encounters the person in need of healing. The health of the individual is restored, and the witnesses are amazed at what has occurred. However, we know that there are some important differences as well. Sometimes there's an emphasis on the faith of the person who is looking for healing. And sometimes Jesus heals by giving instructions, as in this story. Stand up, take your mat, and walk. And it's amazing that sometimes when God speaks to us and through us, the instructions seem so simple and straightforward, and yet we tend to complicate matters, don't we? Stand up, take your mat, and walk. Faith. God is telling us, trust me, trust me, trust me. We know from Scripture, however, that each healing situation is unique because Jesus brought healing to individuals like you and like me. And could it be that the focus on individual healing tells us that our salvation is a personal relationship between us and our loving God? A personal relationship. So what can we learn from this man's encounter with Jesus? We heard from the reading, the very first sentence of the reading, that Jesus went to the festival of the Jews in Jerusalem. And perhaps what we are being told here is that we should go where we are sent. We should go where we are sent to meet people. And perhaps this is a lesson in evangelism. For those of us who are interested in church growth, who are interested in seeing others join us here for worship in the pews or online. Do we want to share the gospel message? If so, we must meet people where they are, either in person or virtually. Now we know that we have an attractive building right on Yonge Street, don't we? And thanks to those who've been helping us to improve our website, we do have some interesting features of the website. But we must not wait for people to come to us. We must issue the invitation to come and see, starting with those within our sphere of influence. And I know that many of us here in the pews and in the listening online might actually be wishing today that those within our sphere of influence would be worshiping with us today. I, for one, would like to see everyone within my sphere of influence worshiping with us today. We must plant in fertile soil, or as the marketing people listening would tell us, we must go for the low-hanging fruit. Yes, we must meet people where they are and not wait for people to come to us. However, we must not give up, because God's timing is the only ideal time. The man remained faithful for 38 years despite the lack of support, despite any system that will help him, without any sign of progress. And we too may become a bit concerned when we do not receive an immediate response to our prayers, don't we? But we are reminded that a delay is not a denial. Yes, my friends, we can still expect a miracle. Jesus shows consideration for the man who had a strong desire to be healed. So when Jesus approached him, the man was quite clear in responding that he wanted to be made well. We know that the man had been ill for a very long time, and yet he had not given up. And we too must have the desire for what God has in store for us. In fact, the man was so determined that he kept on trying to get to the pool. I guess he could use the help of a personal support worker, couldn't he? Or perhaps he could use the help of a more equitable approach to decide who gets into the pool. And today, we will not go into the issue of systemic barriers, but that is something certainly for people of faith to consider. But we must never be discouraged, for we can experience the same divine intervention as this man. For God's grace and mercy is always available to us. As Jesus said, "Stand up, take your mat, and walk." We know, however, that Jesus carries out this healing on the Sabbath, and this caused some concerns. A man who had not walked for 38 years has been given a new lease on life, but the religious leaders were more concerned about their rules than the life and health of a human being. So we must ask ourselves, are our rules, are our protocols, are our systems hindering or helping people? Do they pose systemic barriers for the people who are vulnerable? This man was happy to be physically well, but he needed God's forgiveness. And we too ought to consider God's gracious offer of his mercy and grace. We know from Scripture that Jesus was more interested in the man's future than in his past. He saw him lying there and approached him to affirm his faith and his desire to be well. Now, the well man is a living testimony of Jesus' resurrection power, of God's handiwork to defeat death and create life, and that power is still working today. because God keeps on calling each of us by name, asking us if we want to be well. God keeps on reminding us about our personal vocation to love and to serve each other. My friends, allow me to make a passing reference to the first reading for today as we consider the hope of Easter and our commission to spread the gospel message to everyone. From the Acts of the Apostles, we learn about the conversion of Lydia, an influential businesswoman who had heard Paul preaching in Philippi. She believed Paul's message and decided to be baptized. The conversion and baptism of Lydia, along with her entire household, helped in spreading the gospel message and in the formation of the church in Philippi. For God sent Paul to proclaim the good news to Lydia, and she was never the same again. Paul, following the example of Jesus, did not allow the boundaries of gender or culture to keep him from proclaiming the gospel, and we too are called to share God's love with everyone. And we hope that our lives will be changed and that our ministry will have an impact on those to whom we are sent to proclaim the good news. And so may we, like Lydia, welcome others into our hearts and into our lives. For those who follow the church's calendar, we might recall that yesterday the church remembered Saint Helena. Saint Helena, or Helen, the mother of the Roman Emperor Constantine, who was converted to Christianity. And through her son's influence, Saint Helena also became a Christian. She's remembered for her generosity to those in need and for building churches in Palestine on the sites where it is believed that Jesus was born, also where he was buried, and the place from which he was ascended, or from which he ascended. Helena, a faithful servant of God in the early church. Do you want to be made well? Do I want to be made well? Today, Jesus is asking us the same question. The man who was healed, Lydia, and Saint Helena, all responded in faith and believed in Christ. May we all come to know Christ as our Savior, believing the signs of his presence that are evident around us as we continue our journey of faith with our risen Lord. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for your gift of resurrection life. Help us to hear your call to get up, to walk, and to witness to your love and to your grace. Amen.